Blog Talk Radio.
To the A New Day Show. I am your host, Dynamic Daphne, and I am super charged about the episode today because I have an extremely talented young man out of Maryland who is doing some amazing things out there on the internet, and he's going to be here today to tell us how we can advance our businesses as entrepreneurs, and he has a platform that will allow us to soar as eagles. So I want you to just tweet everybody, call everybody, and tell them to get a comfortable seat in the front row to listen to all the insights that will be coming from Mr. Thomas Smallwood, who is the founder of Kagoo. And I probably didn't pronounce the name right, but he'll tell me. He's in the virtual green room hanging out, and I'm going to bring him on live. But before I do that, I want to share from one of my books, Celebrating 365 Days of Gratitude. And then I want to share something from Eckhart Tolle's book, The Awakening to Your Life's Purpose as well. So just bear with me. I'm going to read the entry for October the 10th, and the title is Great Gifts in Ugly Packages. All I asked was for God to stop my husband's drinking. That prior lined up with the Bible, yet God refused to duct tape him to the house, or even hold up a liquor store when he entered it. Then I asked God to heal my marriage. After all, the Bible says he hates divorce, yet God wouldn't change my ex-husband's heart. Instead, God used my ex-husband's drinking to bring me into a more genuine relationship with him, which allowed me to heal and serve others. He also blessed me with a new husband who loves me, shares my faith, and is my best friend. God knows every circumstances that goes along with what we think we want. He loves us enough to allow us our own free will. He doesn't force others to yield to our demands. any more than he forces us to yield to to the demands of others. Today, I can choose to look at my trials from this perspective and be grateful when God says no to something I want. God often gives us gifts that are much better than we could have dreamed up ourselves, but sometimes they are wrapped in ugly passages. Thank you, Nicole Brissett D. Rochamont, for this entry. I am sure there is a lesson in this for a lot of us. A lot of times you tell people, don't try to change others, change yourself. But what I'm also hearing from this is that we ought not to change others. We are not to pray for others' circumstances to be changed. We are just to pray for God to do the best in their lives. As always, you are welcome to call in. The number to call is 646-915-8166. The chat room is open and you are welcome to get engaged in the dialogue and conversation that will be taking place there. I want to read a few paragraphs here. I was reading this book and I saw it fitting to share. The joy of being. The joy of being. Unhappiness or negativity is a disease on our planet. What pollution is on the outer level is negativity on the inner. It is everywhere, not just in places where people don't have enough, but even more so where they have more than enough. Is that surprising? No. The affluent world is even more deeply identified with form, more loss in content, more trapped in ego. People believe themselves to be dependent on what happens for their happiness. That is to say, dependent on form. They don't realize that some happiness is the most unstable thing in the universe. It changes constantly. They look up on the present moment as either marred by something that has happened and should not have, or as deficient before cause of something that has not happened but should have. And so they miss the deeper perfection that is inherent in life itself, a perfection that is always already here, that lies beyond what is happening or not happening, beyond form. Accept the present moment and find the perfection that is deeper than any form and untouched by time. The joy of being, which is the only true happiness, cannot come to you through any form, possession, achievement, person, or event. Though anything that happens, that joy cannot come to you ever. It emanates from the formless dimension within you, from consciousness itself, and thus is one with who you are. I think this is such a powerful piece of writing because Even as entrepreneurs, we are oftentimes caught in the dilemma of what we ought to do, when we ought to do it, and with whom we ought to do it. And instead of becoming still and go on the inside of who we are to really harness that which we are called to do. So I wanted to share that this morning with you. And I have my honored guest on, and I'm going to bring him on live now. And I am just so excited about the work that this gentleman is doing. Mr. Smallwood, good morning. Are you there, sir?
Good morning, Ms. Daphne. I'm here.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I am so excited that you have joined us this morning and take time out of your busy schedule, because I know for entrepreneurs, every moment counts. And for you to take time this morning to invest in others, I really appreciate you.
Oh, thank you. The pleasure is all mine. This is what I like doing day in and day out. I like to help others, and that is definitely in need of seeking my advice or my experience.
Wonderful, wonderful. I want to start out, excuse me, by asking you to share your story. Tell people about who you are from the beginning, and then we are going to get into later on what brought you to creating this company that is helping entrepreneurs all around the world. Tell people about your humble beginnings. I mean, where you're from, where you was born, and all that kind of good stuff. You know, the juicy stuff.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm going to try to quickly summarize it. But I was born in San Antonio, Texas. I'm a Texas native. As a child, I've done a lot of traveling in my life because I was born as a military brat. My dad, he was in the Air Force, so it seems like every year, every 2 years, we was packing up, moving, which as a kid, I did not like it too much, but when I've grown older, that is one of the greatest blessings in my life, getting to live in different cultures and things like that. Growing up, I lived in Italy, Germany, different places around the United States, and one of my most fondest places I lived was in Japan. Which
nice.
I lived partially through my middle school and halfway through my high school years.
Beautiful.
And actually living in Japan, that's where I really got my start in technology and web development. They had some great programs in Japan, just with programming, and there was a video game making class that they actually offered to the middle schoolers.
Mm.
So me being a video game, that's something that blew me away, and I was the first to sign up. And that's really what started me on starting with computers, technology, programming. And that's where I really got my basic start from, was programming. I came back to America in my 10th grade year. I stayed programming. I went to UMBC, University of Maryland, and I majored as a computer science major.
Mm-hmm.
And even though I was in the computers, I did have another passion. I always have a passion for giving back and helping others.
Mm-hmm.
So for 8 years, I managed a before and after school elementary program where I had a center of 60 where before school they would come to my center and I would release them to school and then I'll pick them up after school and then we'll have activities and games.
Mm-hmm.
And through the 8 years working with kids, this is really what drove me to come up with my business and actually helped me create the name Cragu was the years I was working with kids. During the years working with the children, one thing I was quick to notice, just the passion, the love they have for everything, their creativity, their innovative spirit. I knew just as an adult, that was something that I felt like a lot of adults, we end up lacking as we grow older. Not having that same curiosity for life and for interest. So when I started my company, Cragu, which stands for Kid Minds with Adult Minds Give Youth, that's where I termed the phrase from when I was working with kids. The name Cragu, like I said, Kid Minds with Adult Minds Give Youth, It starts with kid minds having a creative, innovative spirit, having a passion to chase what you want and look for your curiosity. And then it says with adult minds. That's having great work ethic, planning, organization. A lot of the skills that you usually pick up later during life through maturity. Have a kid mind with adult mind, I believe that's when you can create something great. You can give use.
Mm-hmm.
So that is how I termed the name Quagu, and that's actually something that represents my company and it personally represents myself because that's what I take on to every project. And
mm-hmm.
usually that's the only projects I even look for. If
Wonderful.
It's something that I can be passionate and I can actually get on board 100%.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I want to welcome guest 757 to the show. Get involved. I tell you something. When you and I were speaking on the phone the other day, and I felt led to ask you about how you create the name of your company. It really blew my mind when you shared the story. And I had no idea about your age or anything, but then when I got your picture, I just realized that you are not an old man. You're a young person. And when I read part of your bio, I realized how long you have been doing what you're doing and with the passion in which you do it. And this is a testament for young people to follow through. I noticed in your introduction you use a B word to describe you. It is like I noticed military families and pastors' kids, they always have some kind of adjective that describe them or something like that. However, I was happy when you mentioned that now you are grown. You have come
yes.
to realize that experience because now if you're thinking of going back to Japan, you're going to have to fess up airfare for four people. And,
yes.
you know, what better place to learn about technology than Japan? Because we know
yes.
that they are the masters.
Yes.
of that. So I hope you call your daddy and tell him thanks for that experience.
No, yes. I definitely later, it took me many years later for me to thank him, but being
yes.
a kid in the United States, it's kind of a scary picture of going
yes.
all the way to Japan.
Yes. And to leave,
yes,
and leave your friends, leave your friends and everything now. So we want to just embrace you and encourage you to continue on the path that you're on because you are well needed in this environment. I want to welcome guest 765 to the show. You are welcome to call in. My guest this morning is Mr. Thomas Smallwood, and he's going to be giving us some insights as entrepreneur how we can excel. So please call into the show if you have any questions. Now, Mr. Smallwood, let's talk about what is it you do. You have Quagu, but tell us what you do. What does your company do?
Okay. The main focus of our company is websites. We're a web development company. But actually, we take that step further. What we like to do, or we see ourselves doing, we help people build their online empire.
Mm-hmm.
Where we help people showcase and share their talents and expertise.
Mm-hmm.
We do this by developing an online platform, developing websites, mobile apps, social network designs, and different type of graphic designs that help you with your brand image and your online identity.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, we partner with some great internet marketers that are constantly giving us advice on different marketing strategies.
Mm-hmm.
Because it seems like different with the world, with the internet, marketing is changing so rapidly.
Oh, yes.
So that is something we're always on top of is getting new, fresh information. What are the top internet marketers using nowadays
mm-hmm.
to help their own online business to grow their online exposure? Because
mm-hmm.
this is definitely what we are focused on doing. Not only do we want to build a platform for our clients, we want them to be seen, to be heard. and to grow their online empire. So we're focused on development and internet marketing, which all of our marketing information is all free. You can go to the website, you can read our free blogs, and you can download some great ebooks there that talks about anything from starting an online business to copywriting. And if you're in just different tactics out there for internet marketing and emails and affiliates.
I like what your company offers because too often when entrepreneurs are in need of a platform, there's not what I term as a one-stop shopping. You have your copywriter in another place. You have your graphic designer in a different place. You have this all over. And by the time people are supposed to get together to give you that complete picture, it's kind of off some way because people are not having regular conversations. People don't have a relationship. So then you, the client, is the one that gets hold up with getting your product or your service out. But what I've admired with Kagoo is that you kind of have a one-stop shopping where your team is connected. You all have a relationship and can work together to bounce off ideas. Because as entrepreneurs, we don't always know what we need. We have, and I'm speaking for me. I know what my products are, but I am not the savviest of marketers. And if we have these amazing products and services and nobody knows about us, we are hidden. We are hidden. And this platform that your company offers is one that gives us the visibility for us to connect with the world. So I want to thank you for that. Now, when you started your company, I know like all entrepreneurs, we start our company and we hear all kind of stories. But especially for you being a young man with a family, what are some of the things that people have said to you about becoming an entrepreneur?
What kind of things that they tried to, entrepreneur?
Did they encourage you and say, oh, it's a great thing you're doing, or they try to tell you get a good job and you know, with benefits?
I would definitely say nowadays I have a lot more encouragement. Usually for anybody starting out in the beginning, it's hard to get that same type of encouragement, at least from the people that's very close to you, that you may want to, because in the beginning, it's hard to share your vision with others because you haven't took time to develop it and build it as strong as you wanted to. So I would definitely say in the beginning, I definitely had a harder time letting people know what my vision is, what purpose I'm trying to chase. So I definitely had a little bit of withdrawal in the beginning just because people didn't fully grasp what I was doing. All they saw, I was working probably like 60, 70 hours a week, and I was probably getting half of what I would get paid working at a corporate job. So it's definitely hard, but if you have passion for what you want and what you're trying to go for, usually what other people might say, it doesn't matter because you're doing what you love.
Exactly.
Like I said, I've been programming, working with computers since I was in middle school. And this is something I was doing in my free time where nobody even had to tell me to let's program or create something.
Right.
So that's why I say it's very important to have something passionate that you're chasing. Or sometimes what people may say in the beginning, it might affect you. But definitely when you get the ball rolling and then you can definitely articulate exactly what you're trying to do and your vision, and that's when people would definitely like to help and support you.
Let me tell you something, Mr. Smallwood. It doesn't matter how you articulate it. People, unless they are in your circles, People never get it. People don't understand when you say you're following a calling and a purpose. And it's okay because they are not the ones that are called. But we got to keep our eyes on the prize and stay focused to what we see inside of us, because they can't see it like you see. You know, we are excited because we can see the completion of what we are called to. But they can't see it, and we cannot get upset with them, because know that the vision is not them. We got to love them from a distance.
Yes.
You know, yesterday I was speaking to somebody, and I said, "Girl, I'm pruning. It's fall, and I am pruning because it comes a time when we as entrepreneurs, we have to prune without apologies. And sometimes I know there are people who are close to you, family members, but you got to know when they are heavy load and let them down lovingly so that you can begin to soar. Because when you make your first million, that's when everybody's going to say, "Oh, Thomas, I always know you were good." But if you were looking for a $5 to put gas in your tank to go for the next appointment, oh, I tell you to go get a good job. If you were getting a good job, you would get paid on Friday. So for some people, it's all about the money. And for others, it is all about the lives that we can touch and the difference that it makes. Because once we start touching the lives, we are not going to be able to stop the money from coming.
Yes. Yes.
So for,
absolutely.
Yes, for a young man like yourself to stand firm in that which you are passionate for, I hope that a lot of young people will utilize you as a role model. One of the other things that we must do as entrepreneurs is to just invest in who we are. We got to invest in coaches, mentors, workshops, seminars, all those things we must invest in, because a lot of times we are out there ripping our ears out, "Oh, nobody's supporting me." They're not going to support you. Go invest in yourself and get the success that you deserve.
Yes, you know? That's probably one of the biggest things as an entrepreneur, that you always have to constantly invest in yourself. Mm-hmm. Definitely, learning is never a nonstop experience. Definitely when you're an entrepreneur, you're always learning. Mm-hmm. And that should be something for everybody on through your whole lifetime. But for entrepreneurs, for you to even be successful, the way that the industry changes, the new things that are out there, learning is basically a must. I also encourage people, if they can, find mentors or like a mastermind team where they can bounce ideas off of another like-minded person. Like
That's
you were
right.
saying earlier, sometimes you come across a lot of people that discourage you from your vision just because they don't understand or see what you see. Mm-hmm. So that is always important to, I feel like, to have somebody you can talk to, bounce ideas, you just come up with some creative brainstorming, and just constantly be curious. Just have a curiosity mindset where you always want to learn and you just want to grow ideas with other people.
That's right. That's right. That's right. You know, this is why I am so excited about the World Wide Web, because you just brought up a very important point. And is the fact about being involved in a mastermind group. The beauty about that, the people you mastermind with, they don't need to be local to you. They don't even have to be in the same country like you.
Right.
Because with access to the internet and to Skype and to all of that, we can get on there and we can mastermind with some of the world's greatest.
Yes.
You people are willing to help you. You just need to reach out there and extend yourself. Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
based on the entrepreneurs that you have encountered, do you think that they have a website that is really bringing value to them? Are they need to be tweaked? What's your thought on that?
Well, I believe a lot of entrepreneurs that I've worked with are doing very great, just for the simple fact that if I know a lot about them, I'm probably a hand in on their projects. Mm-hmm. So one thing definitely, if I'm working with anybody, I try to over deliver as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely have some great money-making websites from entrepreneurs that are very successful, even more successful than I am.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of funny that I probably helped set up one guy's website a few months ago, and he's already almost nearing six figures a month. So I'm kind of blown away from that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how he kind of did everything, but if you have just the right platform in place,
mm-hmm.
and you have great value, you have something that an audience wants to receive from you,
mm-hmm.
Everything else falls into place. That's where your business can take off, when people start noticing you and then you're giving great value.
All right, let me ask you a question. Let's look on the entrepreneur who is now listening to this conversation between us. They really don't have a website yet, because they're saying, oh, that's money I have to go spend. I don't need all of that stuff. What they're talking about is too much hype. I don't need that. Let's bring it down to their level.
Okay.
Now, for the new person who is going to pick up the phone and call you after they hear this, whether they hear it on archive or live,
mm-hmm.
let's talk about what a basic website for that person should look like. We want to talk about the preliminary person. Then we want to, after that, I'm going to have you talk about the person who already has a website, but it's not doing anything for them. And then we're going to go to the advanced. So let's talk about number one, the person who don't have one yet. Tell them what the preliminary that you can do for them to just wet their feet, if you may.
Well, if you go to my website, quagoo.com, you'll definitely see that my prices outbeat probably any competition that you'll find out on the web.
But hold on a minute. I don't even want to focus on the price, because too often entrepreneurs get bogged down by the price. Let's walk them in.
Mm-hmm.
What it is you're going to give them for the first. Forget about the price. We're not going to talk about the price now, because everything is on the website. But tell them what they're going to get and what it's going to do for their business. The person who don't have a website yet, they're calling you up and consulting with you.
Okay. Well, what a website is basically your central hub for your audience of what you're trying to share and showcase. So if you have a talent that you want to share with others, or you're trying to sell products, the first thing you will need is a platform.
Right.
Anybody who's trying to make it big, they need some type of platform. A lot of people might look for, like, record labels or even American Idol, some platform that is already set up already for them to launch their careers. What we're here to do is we're here to start you from point A and then help you to get to point Z.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do is we set you up with an online platform where you can start growing and start building your online presence.
Okay, hold on a minute. So for the person who don't yet have a website, because a lot of people don't have the website because they don't understand and they get overwhelmed with everything. So for
mm-hmm.
the new person that's calling you up now, and you're going to tell them, you're going to say, well, here, John, this is what you need to begin with. That's the step I want you to explain. For a beginner, what do they want to start with? Let's say they're going to have a website with what?
Okay. Well, before we even start talking about the website, I would first start asking them about their vision, if they have purpose or why they want to do this.
Good.
Because That is definitely the building block of, before even building anything for them, a platform.
Right.
And then once they show their, they share their vision, let it be, like I said, showcase the talent, they're trying to sell products, they're trying to be heard, different things, then that's what I would tailor the website to be for. The biggest thing that I would say what a website would do for anybody is that it will help you build your network. Definitely if you have a membership website where you can capture emails, contacts, things like of that nature. And building network, that is really what I would say is one of the key success to wealth. I got that from Robert Kiyosaki. I love his book, Poor Dad, Rich Dad,
which
I read many years ago, which I thought really got me started on my entrepreneur's path. But that's one thing that even me personally, I focus on with the company is really building the network, having being able to reach out to people, being able to communicate and talk.
So for a new business owner, and I want the new people to pick up the phone, so that's why I'm lingering there a bit. That initial website can be as little as how many pages, if we want to say minimal. How much that initial website would be? How many pages?
A minimum web page could be just one web page, or it can
One web page, and this one web page is what they call a capture page.
Yes.
Okay, so it's helping you to gather information, and on that one page, it says something about you.
Oh,
yes.
I'm sorry. I didn't get the last part.
On that one web page, it will say something about you and what it is you are offering?
Yes. Well, with the one web page, it would have a form which are email and a subscribe form.
Right, right.
So the person can sign up and then they will probably receive something that you encourage them to leave their information.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm working with a person that has a website, one thing I would say is, do you have any free information, like an e-book, a product that you can give away for free to your audience? Because usually a lot of people just need a little type of enticement to sign up and give their contact information so you can further network with them down the road. So that is definitely something we are focused on. And we also provide information on that. We call it email marketing.
Okay.
Which we say build up. Oh, I'm sorry?
No. So after that, no. So here I am. I call, I consult with you. I spoke about my passion and all of that. And you say, okay, good. Here I'm going to start you off with a one page. And we're not talking about price today because price is not relevant to your success. You have to learn about the importance of investing in yourself. So here you are, you start me off with the one page. I got excited about because people is really liking and they leaving their names. So now I call you back and I said, Mr. Smallwood, man, I got X amount of people that give me their information. I want to take my website to the next level. So now what's level two? Remember, I have one page already. And I'm excited about it. What's level two for me as a newbie?
Well, level two is what's the next step to your purpose? Are you trying to build revenue? Are you trying to build your network list? Are you trying to give quality products to your clients that will help them with their needs? Like suppose that you say that you're trying to create an online income online.
Right.
So one of the things that I would suggest for you is, if you don't have any products of your own, maybe you can get into affiliate marketing. And what affiliate marketing is you're promoting other people's products for a commission.
So
and
now, Mr. Smallwood, you're telling me, here I am, an entrepreneur over here in Connecticut. I'm just getting into this website thing. I don't have no product. But you're telling me, I can call you in England or in Canada or in Maryland or D.C. or California, and you got some products. I can partner with you and have those available on my site for somebody else?
Yes, and earn great commission.
What? Tell me more about that.
Well, what we do is we partner with a lot of affiliate marketing websites. One of the bigger ones is ClickBank. And one of the things that we suggest people to do to let me use myself for an example because I do have blogs on my own website.
Yes.
So if you ever go to your website, you might see like an affiliate link. And what that means is if you click on and register onto that website for affiliate, you're able to promote their products for a commission.
Mm-hmm.
So I can go on to Amazon and I can look at all their products and I can actually join their affiliate program and earn commission for selling their products.
Wow.
So suppose I'm a musician or I'm a producer and I have a website of music. And a lot of my clients may come on, and I know that they're also artists, and they're recording artists.
Yes.
What I can do is I can write a blog about my home studio, talk about the different products I have, and then inside of the blog, you can put down a link and say, this is the type of mic I have. Here, you can check it out at Amazon.
Beautiful.
So anybody who reads your blog and they see that link and they click over to your affiliate link, that's how you can build commission.
Ah, that is wonderful because, you know, as entrepreneurs, we are so Lone Ranger-minded. Those are those who have not yet begin to invest in themselves. And entrepreneurs have the mindset of working from sunset until sundown. But based on all these opportunities you are introducing, we can partner and work smarter, not harder, and
yes,
we can triple our income base.
Yes.
Beautiful, beautiful. So now you still have me with you because you walked me through the phase one. Now phase two, you're showing me that I don't even have to have a pencil for myself, but I can have numerous products that I am selling. Now you really got me hooked. And I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying with you because now I'm going to call you back and I'm going to say, I bet you got something else up your sleeve that I can benefit from. Now, what would the bigger picture look like for me as an entrepreneur?
As an entrepreneur, one thing that I strive for is I tell people, try to build a company and system where you're able to duplicate yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're able to focus on your passion the most of the time. Well, that's why people hire me, so they don't got to worry about the website details, the marketing aspects, so they can concentrate on their passion.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing that I tell them, always concentrate on what you want to do, because a lot of times, a lot of clients I work with, it's great to know marketing, it's great to know different websites, social media networks. One thing that I say is concentrate on the bigger goal of yourself, your passion,
mm-hmm,
what you
mm.
want. And one of the ways I definitely would help people with that is there's different online networks where you can find clients, you can find mentors, and that'll help you with the bigger picture. So that's more of the last step is basically building your network.
Yeah, you know something, I was listening to a magnificent woman by the name of Vicki Irving. I was listening to a conversation she had with Deborah Hardnett. Those are two powerful women in the D.C. area that's really rocking and rolling the entrepreneurial arena. And one of the things that Vicki said was that it doesn't matter what kind of a business we are thinking that we are in. We're really not in that business because we are all in the business of sales and marketing. And I tell you, when I heard that statement came out of her mouth, Mr. Smallwood, it ruffled my feather. And I said to myself, she is so right. Because all this time, I'm focusing on the business that I think I'm in, and I've been neglecting my sales and marketing aspect of my company. So this is why I am in so much agreement with you when you mention about partnering with others and reaching out, because if I had not clicked into Deborah's show, I would not have heard that valuable information about what it is I need to do to take my businesses to the next level, and
mm-hmm.
which is what in turn led me to engage your services and to be working with you. And I can't wait to see the outcome of what I'm doing. So I'm here to let my listeners know I have you on this show because when I consulted with you, I like what I heard. And that's why I have engaged your services. And I am making you available to them so that when they see my launch, they can engage your services to do the same thing for them.
Great. And I thank you a lot for that.
Oh, you are very welcome. Let's talk about, I want to welcome guest 830 to the show. My guest is Thomas Smallwood, CEO and founder of Kagoo in Maryland, USA. So feel welcome to call in with your questions, 646-915-8166. Now, Mr. Smallwood, what would you like to see happen to Kagoo in the next 3 years? What are your vision for your company?
Well, what I wanted to do, I don't want to change too much about it because I feel like we're on a great path as it is. I just want it to become more strong, more lean, and it help more people. Because that's basically the focus of Kagoo. If I can help somebody to get closer to their dreams, their passion, I feel like I have done enough. So what I'm more focused of over the next 3 years is just making it more efficient, making it more helpful. One of my personal goals is...
Oh, before you move on to your personal goals, because I'm going to come to that, let's just stick with the present question here. You want to help more people. What does the number more look like? So in 3 years, I don't know what your client base is now, and you don't have to disclose that. But in 3 years, what would you like your client base to be? What number, if you can put a number on the more, what would you like your client base to be?
That's kind of a tough question a little bit because I don't have a specific number, but
okay.
I would say that I want to be the leading web developer in Maryland alone.
And here, I have an assignment for you because I know on Sunday we had a conversation about journaling.
Yeah.
I want for you to stipulate what your vision is within 3 years. And in that journal entry, I want you to choose a number. Think of going out on the range to target shoot. Once you stand up out there, you got to have an aim. You got to have a focus. Where are you going to shoot? You won't be shooting all up in the air. You're shooting at a target. And that's what I want you to do. So the next time you're on the show, and I tell you, you're going to be able to say, this is what I'm looking for in 5 years or 3 years. These are the countries where I want to have clients. Because remember, you don't have to leave Maryland.
Right.
You can be... In every corner of the world, you can have a client. So I want you to visualize and write that in your journal, where you want clients, how many clients you want from that region, and have a number on what more look like. Because, you know, more can be two, more can be one. But, you know, create your more. What do you want your more to be? The other aspect,
I do have one definite goal.
Yeah.
And that is what I want to do is my company to be assisting 100 people where they're working on from home full time. Now, that is something that I do aspire to do.
Okay.
So I can at least say I have 100 people, and through the system having an online platform and being heard, that they're able to generate enough wealth where they're able to take this on full time.
All right. And that's great now. So you're going to take that when you go in the journal. I want you to also build on that 100. Because with a man of your caliber, when people hear the fact that you got your initial beginning in Japan, they know that you are no small fry. And they are going to want to be doing business with you. So I want, and I'm going to check back in with you about your journaling, because you are going to want to have things written down there and just focus on where you want to go. Because here you are, you put somebody on the platform who is now doing six figures. And that's okay. Be sure to have that person do you a testimonial when they started with you, how much they were earning, and how much they are earning now. That's testimonial that needs to be on your website for people to read. And now you are going to structure yourself in where you want to get your company going. So now continue telling me about your personal goal. You said you have personal goal.
Well, actually, that was my personal goal for the company, was to reach 100.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. So here it is. I know you only wanted to be on 40 minutes. We're almost 60 minutes. I know you have work to do. I want to give you an opportunity to just summarize what you want the entrepreneurs to focus on. And then I want you to give them your contact information. And whether if you have a special offer for people who will be calling you from the radio show, tell them what the special offer is. So go ahead, summarize, give out your contact information, and if you have a special promotion for the people who call in for the show.
Okay, well, my name is Thomas. I operate Quagoo.com. It's a web development company that is here to help you build your online empire. What we do is we develop an online platform, which consists of a website, mobile apps, Facebook apps, email address, and just having a professional identity. And we'll also give you great advice on internet marketing and how to grow your presence online. I do want to leave it off with one quick advice that I would give to any entrepreneur. And I would say this is hard for anybody to do, but I would say put learning over money. And that's definitely tough for a lot of people, but I really feel like that's the only reason I'm even still in business for 4 years. Was those times I didn't take the money route. I took the learning experience route, because your business gets stronger through the experiences and the things that you learn from. So that is definitely one of the things I would encourage a lot of other people, is put learning over everything, really, and taking action, and not always worrying about the biggest payday, because if you're working for your passion, you're focused on your passion, your payday should come.
It will come, and I want to piggyback on something before you give your contact information. I like that. I have a local cable TV show. And I have, of course, I'm here on the radio. And one of the most challenging things is for me to get volunteers. Because each and every time I approach someone about volunteering, the first thing they ask me is how much I am paying. So I am going to be using your statement regularly. Put learning over money. Because especially where they are receiving 12 hours of training, they learn graphics, they learn sounds, they learn lights, control, directing, all aspects of producing a TV show. They cannot put a dollar amount on that if they had to go to school to learn it.
Yes.
So for them to continually ask how much I am paying, you already get paid by coming into the training, getting the diploma to go out there and market yourself. So, Mr. Smallwood, I thank you for that.
I have one great example to put on top of that, because you reminded me of something.
Yes.
Was actually putting learning first, I really would contribute that to the reason why I even was able to start this business and even get a good kickstart.
Mm-hmm.
Because 4 years ago, I was living in Atlanta, Georgia. And through this time, I was networking with a lot of different people. And one of the things I was fortunate was I was able to talk to an A&R person at Def Jam Records.
Mm-hmm.
And the great thing was he was willing to put me on board, but everything was going to be volunteer. It was for free.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of people were like, well, you're not going to pay me. I'm not going to do this. But actually, I saw that as a bigger opportunity where I can work with different recording artists. I can talk
right.
to some bigger managers,
yes.
things of that nature. And what that led to, that instead of him paying me up front, I could not have, he couldn't have paid me as much business that I received over the following months just
beautiful.
For him putting me in the door and
right.
just being able to work for him, even though I was working for free. For free, in the long run, I got paid way more if I tried to request the upfront.
And
so,
when you put that in your bio and resume, ain't nobody asking whether you got paid. You were working there. And nobody
yeah.
want to know you were volunteering. You worked there and you were in there. And this is what we need to understand as a people. We got to change our mindset.
Yes.
So continue with what you were saying.
Yeah, so that's how I really got started, and from the clientele that I got from Def Jam, that's when I was able to seek on different clients, and that really, that's just how I got kickstarted into business, and that would have never started if I didn't ask for, I didn't network, and
beautiful.
Then I didn't take all the money up front, because really the way to get ahead is just to give value. If you can help
that's
people,
right.
you help enough people. Then your karma will come back for you if you help enough
beautiful,
people.
Beautiful. Well, I tell you, Mr. Smallwood, a little bird told me that you have never done a radio interview. So I am just so honored that you did your debut here on the A New Day show with moi.
Well, thank you for having me on. The pleasure is all mine.
Yes, please give your contact information and we look forward to having you back here. And I pray for your continued success, that you will continue to give entrepreneurs their global empire.
Oh, thank you. My contact information, well, Thomas Smallwood. You can Google me or you can find me on Facebook just by the term Thomas Smallwood. My website is kwagu.com. That's spelled kwagu.com, which stands for Kid Minds with Adult Minds Give Youth. You can call me anytime, 443-365-9543. And my email address is support@kwagu.com. And I would also like to give out a coupon code. If you go to our website and you use the coupon code KWAGUMAX in all capital letters, KWAGUMAX.
Hola, let me put it in the chat room.
KWAGUMAX, M-A-X.
KWAGU Max?
Yes.
Max. Uh-huh.
And you'll receive a discount if you use that coupon code.
All right. So listen, guys, for those of you who are listening and you're not in the chat room, the code you need to use to get your discount is KWAGUMAX. And that's what will allow you to get the take advantage of a discount when you do business with Mr. Smallwood. Again, Mr. Smallwood, I thank you for coming on and giving us such valuable information. And I wish you continued success, sir.
Oh, thank you, Ms. Daphne.
Okay, thank you. And you have a blessed day.
Thank you. And you do the same.
Thank you. Yes, that was Thomas Smallwood, founder and CEO of Kagu. And it is just so encouraging when you can look around and see young people who are doing amazing things with their lives. A lot of young people have passion about something. Follow your heart. Don't look at the status quo. You don't need to pay attention to what others are doing. But you can just focus on what it is you're passionate about and just do it. Just do it. So if you are just joining us. My guest at the top of the hour was Thomas Smallwood. He's the founder of Kagoo, which is a web company that is focusing and putting entrepreneurs and the global platform. So I'm going to continue with some teaching here. But before I do that, I want to, you know, I just fell in love with Elder Pierce's song, My Latter Will Be Greater. So I'm going to play that for you now, and then we are going to come back and we are going to talk about becoming an expert, how you know whether or not you're an expert.
My ladder shall be greater than my past. I will be blessed more than I can ask. Of all that has been done, my best is yet to come, and my ladder shall be greater. My ladder shall be greater. My ladder shall be greater than my past. My ladder shall be greater than all of my past. Like of all that has been done, my best is yet to come, and my ladder shall be greater. My ladder shall be greater. My ladder shall be greater than my past.
All right. Yes, we all know, and we are consistently working on knowing that what has happened already in the past is what it is. It's archived. But each day that we are blessed to be around, we can make it be greater than that history that we have created. So I love that song. It's from Elder Pierre. You heard him on the show twice before, and I tell you what an amazing man he is. So as entrepreneurs, we all know that we are going to be making a mark on the world. And one of the ways to do that is to identify our expertise. Let people know what we are good at. So I'm going to be going through four areas here that we can know whether we are an expert or if we are on the right path of being experts. So the first one is, an expert is considered as a business creator. You heard Mr. Smallwood mention about having a passion, even when he was in middle school in Japan. He had a passion for video games. And the blessing for him there was that they were offering the course to middle school children about developing video games. So he got that training in Japan, and even though he left there, came back to the U.S., he followed up with that, and he was able to create a business. He was able to create a business out of what he learned. And wanted to focus on that. So it is important as an entrepreneur to generate, to create a business which will help you to generate revenue. So you heard me mention to Mr. Smallwood about not concentrating on the price of what he's giving. Because when you have value, you don't have to continually talk about the price. We got to let people see what the value is in our business. So once you create your business, you're going to be able to generate the revenue that you, your expertise deserve. You're going to create the energy because you're going to have the right passion about what you're doing. And your passion is going to profit you. And while you it profits you, your business is going to be growing. It will help you on getting more customers. You heard Mr. Smallwood talk about putting you on your global platform. So we are going to do what we're doing with passion. We are focusing on our purpose. We are going to profit from that. We are going to grow our business, and we are going to get more people, customers, our clients in our business. Experts are business operators. They are executives. They are effective in what they are doing. They are organizations. They operate with excellence, and they make sure things are cost effective. We all need to spend the time to sit down and work on all these different aspects of what we do. You know yourself. You know your business. Don't sit and wait on somebody to define what your expertise are. You know them, and you need to put them out there. Key number four, an expert is a business innovator. We need to be different. What is it that sets us apart from others out there? What makes you special? What makes you tick? What do you give to your clients or customers that other people don't give them? That's what being an expert is all about. We add new value. We are different. We are competitive. And we add advantages to our clients. Number four, an expert is a business leader. We lead others to business growth. We help them to articulate what their skills and talents are. We build teams that works with us. So, for example, as an expert, we are like the center spokes in the wheel of the bicycle. We have one spoke that comes off that consider us as a business leader. The other is a business creator. The next, business innovator. And the next is a business operator. All these aspects position us as an expert, and let us be the come to person that people are coming to when they need a service. A lot of times as entrepreneurs, I know it is true for me, I don't know about anybody else, but a lot of times as entrepreneurs, we are too focused on buzzwords. And buzzword does not necessarily describe our areas of expertise. So yes, we know keywords that will help us to show up on the search engines. But by the same token, we must define our areas of expertise so clearly that it will attract clients to us. If you are not so sure about how to define it, take the time to do a research. It does not need to be a formal online research, but call up people that you trust and love who are part of your network and bounce off with them, brainstorm with them, or brainstorm in your mastermind group, as my guest at the top of the hour mentioned. Bounce it off with them and ask them which best describe you based on the work that they know you do. I did that the beginning of this week. I did that with one of my colleagues, and wow, was it an eye-opener for her. And it is something that I was using. However, I did not position it the way that she positioned it. So, once you begin to operate as a business leader, you will possess courage, compassion, and you're also willing to collaborate. You heard Mr. Smallwood spoke about affiliate programs and all of those things. As a business leader, that's what you're going to do. You know it's not all about you. You are compassionate to the people on your team, and you are willing to collaborate with others. As a business innovator, you are creative and you are comfortable with the new ideas that comes to mind. You are not doubtful in implementing these ideas. And once you start something, you see it through completion. So, you although you are the middle one, you are not the end all to all, because you are reaching out to your team of people that helps you to put this into place. As a business creator, you complete the task that is started. You have clarity on that. You said, well, here is what we are creating. Once you create it, you put it to the test. Because a lot of times, it's like when we buy gifts for others. I know for me, when I'm buying a gift for someone, I buy a gift that I love. Because if for any reason the person does not want it and want me to return it, I can always utilize it and get something else that they want. But on the other hand, when we are creating businesses or products for others, we got to get the feedback from others to see whether or not that is something they would buy, or is it something that they would refer to their friends or even their customer base. And like Mr. Mr. Smallwood mentioned about the affiliate program, would it be something that they would be willing to sign up for an affiliate program and help you to promote that product? A business, if you are a business operator, you have confidence in what you are doing. You are consistent with your message. So those are two important factors of a business operator. You make sure that there are consistent cash flow that is coming in. That means that you have a system in place that helps you to do all of that. It's not just you dependent on what you're bringing in. For me, I was talking with my coach the other day, and I said, the time has come when I need to have some systems in place. That means that my revenue is not solely dependent on my sitting in front of a client or on the telephone with a client. The systems will be working for me regardless of where I am. I don't remember who I got these pointers from, but these pointers I'm going to share are very, very good for us as entrepreneurs and for us really understanding why we are considered to be experts. 8 things experts do. Experts choose mastery. As an expert, we keep digging until we hit goal. We master one area, go in one direction, we build good foundation. So as an expert, you choose mastery. You keep digging until you hit goal. Master one area. Go in one direction. Build a good foundation. Number 2. As an expert, we study our subject and we spend give timeless effort to learning about what other experts are doing. We study our industry. We look for patterns and trend. We look for best practices. We look for large inventions. We look for successful organizations to become a part of. What we also search to find out what are the best patterns that are succeeding now. You heard my guest at the top of the hour spoke about internet marketing, and a lot of times we are just focused on doing business in our small zip code. But I tell you, with access to the World Wide Web, we are no longer only doing business in our zip code. The World Wide Web is open to us, and we ought to utilize that. As experts, we create arguments on what to pay attention to, how things might turn out, what things mean, diagnose situations. We look for platforms to spread our message. For example, Mr. Smallwood being here on the show this morning, He was spreading his message. He got this platform here. For the guests who take their messages on my TV show, they are utilizing that and help others to perceive them from that point of view. Always spread your message about your area of expertise. Number four, as an expert, we simplify what we do. We do not give out complex idea in the framework that we build. When we bear in our minds that we are looking for the support of others in marketing us, our products and our services, as well as our company, we need to simplify it. We all need to do our elevator pitch. And what that is what you tell somebody when you are with them in an elevator, because you don't know what floor they're getting off. So let's say they come in at the third floor and they're getting off. If they came in at the first floor and they're getting off at the second, could you have told them effectively about what you do before they get off that second floor? That is that, just that quick. So simplify what you do. Number five, you know, if you're listening to me and following me for any period of time, you know that I'm an avid supporter of journaling. Journaling, journaling, journaling. And number five for experts is that we write, we speak, we record, we package our knowledge. So there's a book that says write it down and make it happen. I forget who the author is. So we write as experts, we speak, we record, and we package. Now we can package through CDs, DVDs, we can do ebooks. There are so many different ways that we can package our products and our services. And I tell you, I'm not just preaching to you, my listeners. This is for me as well, because I am now doing all of these things. Number six, comparing does not help you as an expert. You need not compare you, your service, or your company with others, but focus on your uniqueness and your authenticity. This is what will set you apart and keep identifying you as an expert. As an expert, we charge fees more than we can ever think. A lot of times I was speaking with a colleague of mine, and she was pointing out to me that her husband brought it to her attention that she was working at this place with a team of people for over a year, and they had not yet wrote her a check. And she said to me, as I look into what he said to me, I realize that there is somewhere deep inside of me where I think I don't deserve the money. And that's why I am not getting paid. So with that being said, as an expert, focus on the distinction that you bring. Focus on excellence of the service which you provide. And once you know that distinction of what set you apart, you will not be saying, I'm not worth such and such, and I don't want to do such and such. So those are just 8 do's for the for an expert. The one thing I also want to point out, you do not need a college degree to be an expert in a given area. You perfect your craft. A lot of people that has been called to certain skills and talents in life have not even gone to high school, but God has used them in mighty ways. I know this can be true for you so long as you have learned to tell your story. Tell your story and tell it well. Know that your story is yours. No one else has traveled the journey. No one else has experienced the journey. And therefore, it does not allow anyone to tell your story. Don't be ashamed of your story. Your story is authentically you. Tell your stories and tell it proudly. Know that you owe it to humanity to help them heal. Your story might be the one that will help someone to brace themselves and to get the courage to stand up. You might want to tell your story on a radio show platform. You may want to tell your story in a book, whichever format or platform you use. Just use it effectively. Don't keep saying, I'm not qualified because I don't have this degree and I don't have the other degree. To be honest, nobody cares. You are who they are connecting with. You, not your degrees. They are connecting with you and your story because it helps them. As entrepreneurs, we oftentimes are placing obstacles in our own way that trips us up and hinder our progress in life. But if we would just give ourselves a break and get things in priority order, then we will succeed in business. So I want to point out some areas that as entrepreneur we need to focus on. And I'm just sharing from my heart the things that has been helping me as an entrepreneur to stay focused. First and foremost, you must, and I say must in bold capital letters, you must have a true spiritual connection. Hear me. I did not say religious. I said a spiritual connection. Your spiritual connection is what's going to help you when you don't have a paying client. You can't pay your bills, you can't do that, you can't do the other things that requires money. But if you keep focus and know that, yes, this is what I have been called to do, and you sit in the quietness and you ask for clarity on what it is I need to do to position myself as an expert. How can I get out of this rut that I am in? You are going to get the answers. Trust me. You are going to get the answers. You will find yourself in front of powerful people that will give you insights to open the door to that which you are looking to get into. So be sure that you have a strong spiritual relationship and connection. The next thing, know your products and service. What it is you do. Know that and know that well. That if somebody wakes you up out your deepest sleep, you can roll that off your tongue. And it will help you to connect with them so that they can utilize your services. Number three, become part of a mastermind group. I know a lot of us belong to networking groups. However, a lot of times they are not panned out to be what they are supposed to be. So make sure you are not just going to a network group to have breakfast or lunch or to hang around with others. Be sure that you are adding value and getting value added back to you. If you are just going there to sit around to have lunch and to leave, you can't be a contributor. Nobody's listening to your ideas. You need to find a new group to network with. Be sure you have something of value to share when you go there. So you are always adding value to that people. That group of people, excuse me. The next thing I want to encourage you to do is to get a mentor. I know for me, it helps me to lessen the learning curve. Yes, you got to pay for a mentor. A lot of people think, oh, I want you to mentor me, and they think it's going to be free. No, you need to pay, because the time is coming when somebody is going to want you to mentor them, and you need to be compensated. The beauty about having a mentor that you are working with, you also will gain access to their inner circle. And you get to learn from them as well. I know I'm working on a project, and I just approached one of my mentors. And right away, he gave me information of something else that I need to become active and affiliate with. And that's something that I didn't even know about. If I had not invited him to be part of this this project, he would not have shared that with me. So get a mentor. You know, a lot of times we are out there thinking we got to go do this by ourselves and do that and do the other. Wherein, if we get a mentor, they will help us to just learn it. And the other thing I noticed from that too is that working with a mentor prevents you from a lot of the pitfalls that you would encounter. Because if your mentor has already been there, done that, as they put it, he or she will not allow you to go through that pitfall like they did. So right there, it saves you. Get a coach to work with you. Not because somebody has a title as a coach. That is not necessarily the best coach for you. So, interview the person. Find out not just what they have written on their bio or on their website, but have a conversation with them so you can understand about the kind of coaching that they do. Know that you don't have to, quote unquote, like the person so long as they are getting you the result. You need to respect the person and be comfortable with the person. You don't need to be friends with your coach so long as they are getting you the result. So be sure that they are a match with you for that result that you are looking forward to accomplish. Be involved in your community. Find some means of giving back. What is it you do? For me, I do the cable TV show. Right now, it's on in Danbury, it's on in Newtown, it's on in Bridgeport, it's on in Cromwell. So 4 different areas that the TV show is shown. It's a blessing to be on this radio show that spanned globally. So I am giving back every week in different areas. I am on boards of directors. I volunteer. So find something to do that allows you to give back in some way or the other. Participate in events that is happening in your community. I know some areas, they have golf outings for different organizations. They have fundraising banquet. I was so honored 2 weeks ago to attend one of those down in Stanford, and was so blessed to meet one of the top organizers from that event, and was able to sit and have conversation to pick their brain and brainstorm about the work that they are doing. So those are some other things that you can do to help position yourself. One of the other things that I think is very important, you can always visit service organization and to do a presentation about what it is you offer as a service. I like what Mr. Smallwood said, place learning above money. And he shared a wonderful experience about volunteering at this musical place, which landed him so many customers. So every opportunity you get to volunteer, utilize it. Do not allow anyone to discourage you from doing that. And don't focus on the money always, because that will kind of just give you a dim outlook on things, because you're looking and you're saying, if I'm not getting paid to do this, I'm not going to do it. And then you're going to lose out on a lot of things that you could learn and people that you could meet as well. So there's just a little free advice for you. Network with people who are doing things. You know, you go to conferences and things like that. Look for people around you to connect with and follow up with them. Follow up with them. And let them know how excited you are that you have met them. Find out what you can do to serve their company or their organization. And share valuable resources with them as well. So, yes, if you are just joining me, my guest at the top of the hour, and I'm going to ask you to access the archive there, was Thomas Smallwood, the founder of Quagu. And he also has a promotional code where if you use it, you can gain some discount off the services, and it is uppercase KWAGUMAX is the code that you can use to get a discount from him. So long as you use that code, he is going to know that you called in from the radio show. All right, so I just want to switch gears a little here. I pray that this will enhance has enhanced your understanding of how to position yourself as an expert, how to deliver your services, and how to gain access to your global platform. So I want to switch gears for this last segment of the show, and I want to talk a little bit about the project that I am created in Jamaica, West Indies. Now, you all know I am Jamaican. And less than a month ago, I visited my old school, the Carmel Moravian School in Westmoreland, Jamaica, West Indies. I visited my school, and although some things has changed, not too many things has changed. And one of the things that's happening there at my school is that the children are coming to school without breakfast. They are hungry. As I met last Saturday with some of my former schoolmates, and we were talking about when we were going to school. We were hungry too, but you know what? Every morning, if there was not a roast yellow yam, roast breadfruit, there was always a dumpling that's warm up on the charcoal. And my father would always juice sugarcane fresh, and you warm it up and you put some mint in it, and that's your tea. That's the hot beverage that you drink to go to school. Or sometimes if there was no mint, you would drink just the hot cane liquor, as we call it. We never call it juice. But we were going to school with a full stomach. We weren't hungry in the morning. But things and times has changed, because these young parents now, I think they are more astute with the more exquisite things in life, because they are able to see American television there and all of those things. So not too many of the younger parents now are farming and have access to the things that we had as children and can utilize. So, yes, the kids are going to school hungry. And you are probably saying, so Daphne, what has that got to do with me? Well, I have formed a nonprofit organization. Right now, I have an event posted on Facebook. It's called the Breakfast Feeding Program. It is connected to PayPal, and you can go there and you can donate to the cause. What I'm looking to do, I'm looking to start the breakfast feeding program there at the school, where they will get a hot, healthy breakfast 5 days a week. We want to also hire a special cook whose focus will be on the breakfast. They have a lunch program that has been going there, but they need breakfast in the morning. You and I know that the most important meal of the day is our breakfast. And we as adults, we are not in a position to operate on our daily task if we don't have a proper breakfast. Can you imagine children who are supposed to be learning? How can you learn? How can you focus if you have no food in your stomach? Well, I am reaching out to each and every one of you. Email me, dynamicdaphne@aol.com. Email me and let me give you more details about how you can be part of this breakfast feeding program. You can also volunteer for the program. I'm asking everybody to call, because once you call me, I can give you more information about what it is we are looking to do. I was looking for a special phone number to give you guys, but I do not have it here. I will give it to you on another episode of the show. but I want to ask you for your support. It doesn't matter how much you give. Every little bit counts. It doesn't matter what you give. Every little. Oh, I have the number. The number you can also call to find out more about the breakfast feeding program is 203-794-6208. 204-794-6208. 203-794-6208. That's the phone number you can call to get more information about the breakfast feeding program. So if you are on Facebook, check out the event there. If you are on LinkedIn, check it out there. And I will graciously appreciate if you can post it to your page and share it with your contacts. If everybody gives me a dollar, that will help me to get some breakfast into the stomach of these children. So I am asking you to help me. It's not a large school. The lower school, the junior school, and the upper school consist of 100 children. So it's a total of 100 children. So we need to provide 100 plus breakfast every day, including the teachers, because we want to feed the teachers too. So I know that you will help me to make this happen. So visit me on the Facebook event, the breakfast feeding program. There's a link there that you can click on, which will take you over to the PayPal page where you can donate there. If you want to mail your donation directly to me, email me at dynamicdaphne@aol.com. Or if you want to call me, you can call me at 203-794-6208. And I will give you the information about how to mail your donation. I'm also looking for volunteers. We are looking for an architect to design the cafeteria. We are looking for t-shirts. We are looking for utensils that can be used, plates, bowls, dishes, cups, forks, spoons, and knives that will be used for the breakfast program. Hey, we are even looking for someone who will donate the salary to pay the cook. All those things we can discuss when you reach out to me, either by messaging me on Facebook or email me or call me on the telephone. I know that this will be a success. I know that all these children will have a story to tell. This is a legacy that we are beginning to create, not only for this generation, but for generation in the future. We know there's a saying here in the educational system in America that there's no child will be left behind. Well, we are going to say, no child will be hungry at the Carmel Moravian School. No child will go to class without breakfast. None. Every child will go to class with food in their stomach, ready to learn. Each child will be living their best life because we are helping them in a nutritional way. I want to thank you in advance for your support. I look forward for your donation and for the donations of your friends, associates, and contacts. Remember, every little bit counts. If you can give 50 cents, give it. If you can give a dollar, $2, whatever it is you can give, give it so that we can help to make a difference in the lives of these children. I want to invite you to tune in Sunday evening. I'm having a wonderful guest, Gumusandu Vidot. He has a powerful story and an amazing journey of reinvention, and he's coming on Sunday evening to share that story with you. So that's Sunday evening, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I look forward to having you there. If you have not yet signed up to be a friend of the show, please visit the show page and do that. Join us on Twitter. Follow me on Facebook. Connect with me on LinkedIn. I'm all over there, and I am looking for your support in everything that I do. Again, I love and appreciate you. Again, I want to say thanks to Mr. Thomas Smallwood for coming on this morning and really investing in each and every one of us. I look forward to hearing your testimony about what the show has done for you. And if you have a message that you want to share with listeners, don't hesitate. Please connect with me so I can have you come and share your story. You know, each and every one of us, we have been called for a time like this, and we ought to share so that others can live their best life. They share their vision and mission with the world. So again, this is your host, Dynamic Daphne. I look forward to seeing you on Sunday again, when we are going to be having another powerful show for you. Remember, you were called for a destiny. Do not allow anyone to derail you from this calling. Stay blessed and have a magnificent rest of the week.
What's the place that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart? Grab it in your spirit and say this. Thank you.
directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I dare you to declare it. Tell the Lord, thank you for showing me. Hallelujah. And directing me. Speak to it. My destiny. Come on, you declare it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I speak purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with this place. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with this place. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. The breaking of day. It's destiny. That I know what I know, what I know, what I'm here for. Yeah. Oh, for showing me to the Lord tonight and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. He's a strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody, you're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change